And we do have Dr. Ryan Banks in from Rivera Medical Group here in O'Neill. Doc, good morning.
Good morning.
Going to be a warm one.
Yeah, a warm week, it looks like.
Yes, everybody take her easy if you're working outdoors.
Yes. So. Plenty of water.
That's right. You bet. Well, today and also athletics and all that, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't forget to hydrate. So today, Doc, we're going to be talking about osteoporosis. Good spelling word. B word.
Osteoporosis. Country of origin. All right. So, osteoporosis. You may have heard of this. It is a disease that causes weakening of the bones, and there's kind of some stages of this. There's no normal bone density or normal bone health, and then kind of the precursor to osteoporosis is something called osteopenia, which there's some softening of the bones, but not to the extreme of osteoporosis. And why this is a big deal is that this is something that ultimately can lead to fractures and make people more prone to that. And then there's a lot of other complications that come along with that once you start dealing with fractures and just loss of bone strength and density.
Sure. What is bone loss with osteoporosis?
Yeah. So over time, you have the loss of this bone density, and you can lose bone height. That's why sometimes you'll see with, especially you think of like older women, start to lose height, and you can lose some of the normal curvature of the spine. And so you get some increased prominence of curve in the spine. And as I said, over time, as you lose that strength, your risk of fracture goes up fairly significantly.
All right. And are there any symptoms that we might be looking for?
You may not have any symptoms. It may be just something that progresses without a lot of symptoms. I mentioned loss of height, especially as you get older. Maybe one of the things that makes you a little bit more aware of this, or some increase like a hump in the spine can also make you a little more concerned for this. Typically, until there's a fracture, there's not necessarily a lot of physical symptoms that you may feel.
All right. And we also, of course, we talked about osteoporosis, but there's also another one called osteopenia, right?
Yep. Osteopenia, as I said, is kind of the precursor, not as significant of bone loss or weakening as the osteoporosis. Just basically means that you are more prone to developing osteoporosis, and it's something to kind of be aware of to help maybe curb some of that bone loss at that point.
All right. And Doc, we mentioned with osteoporosis, there's a chance too that you could have some fractures in bones.
Yes.
Right?
And that's one of the big things that we're looking for. And it's a little different than your, what most people think of when they think of a broken bone. You know, obviously you fall off the swing, or you get in a car wreck and you have there's a high force there and you have a fracture with that. But some of the fractures that go along with osteoporosis can occur with just very low energy situations. Sometimes it can be even as simple as leaning over to pick up something off the floor. It could be sitting down into a chair, even coughing. Sometimes those can lead to a fracture. And so, and there can be, you know, fairly significant pain and disability that comes along with that from just a very low, it's a low energy thing that you just do throughout your day.
All right. So do we know what causes osteoporosis?
Yeah. So it's something that definitely develops over time, and your bones actually kind of turn over, if you will, throughout your life. So they're constantly kind of, we call it remodeling the bone, where your bones break down and rebuild. And that's kind of a normal process. But as you, with age, if there's certain factors like things like menopause and changes in hormones that go along with that, your levels of activity, your weight, other different things that can contribute to this process of remodeling, and you end up getting more bone breakdown and not as much bone buildup, and ultimately that leaves you with a deficit of your bone density.
Right. Are there people that are more at risk for osteoporosis?
Yeah. So as we said, there is, this tends to be more common in women. They're actually about four times more common than men to get osteoporosis. And it is something that gets more common as you get older as well. Typically, being postmenopause is one of the big risk factors with this. And then also your body habitus being actually underweight sometimes can make you more prone for this. If there's a family history, if you have family members that were affected, you're more prone. And then as with a lot of things we talk about, smoking can make you more prone to this as well. And then So there's certain medications that can also impact your bone density, things like long-term use of steroids, some seizure medications, some different things like that. Certain medications that are used to treat prostate cancer, there's some various risk factors with some of those medications as well.
All right, Doc, you mentioned that there's a kind of a relation to osteoporosis and menopause, is that right?
Yeah, that's one of the big things that really seems to impact this. And so as hormone levels change after menopause, this really has some of the hormone changes with estrogen play a big role on the bone strength and that bone remodeling we talked about. And so after menopause, that's one of the biggest risk factors that that we deal with, especially when you talk about 10 years after going through menopause is really one of your peak risk times for that.
All right. And is there any way to know that we have it? Is there any test we can do?
So you look at some of those risk factors we talked about age, family history. You know, if you're starting to have maybe some loss of bone height or some increased curvature in the spine, that would maybe raise your suspicion. Or even just if you're in the situation where you're a postmenopausal woman, those are all things that raise your risk significantly, and it's something worth talking to your healthcare provider about. And the easiest way that we can diagnose it is with a bone density test, which is basically a special type of X-ray that is able to look at how dense your bones are, and based on the scores from that, can tell if you have normal bone strength, osteopenia, osteoporosis.
All right, and treatment options.
Yep. So there's different strategies to approach this. Weight-bearing exercises, which basically where you're up putting kind of stress on those bones, walking, it doesn't have to be real heavy exertion, but just being active is going to actually help increase your bone strength. If you're a smoker, stopping smoking is going to be beneficial. And then there can be some medications, a variety of them. Some are pills that are utilized, and then there's also some that are injections. And these vary from things that are a daily pill to a weekly pill, and some of the injectable options are just like twice a year to once a year. So there's some pretty good options out there for helping with bone strength.
All right. And anything we can do to prevent it?
Yep. So the big things would be acting early with this. It's something that develops, we said, over a long period of time, and as with most things, prevention is a big part of this. And so regular activity, regular exercise is going to help maintain a good healthy bone strength. Having good amounts of calcium and vitamin D in your diet is also going to be beneficial. And then and keeping a healthy weight is also a big part of that as well. So just a lot of those healthy lifestyle things, being active, good weight, good diet, all those things are going to be beneficial with this.
Right. Again, if they're noticing any of those symptoms or noticing anything like that, make sure to talk to their healthcare provider.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Doc, have a great week and stay cool.
Thank you. You too.
You bet. Dr. Ryan Banks from Avera Medical Group in O'Neill.